God bless you, and it's great to be with you today, and I hope you'll stay connected with us during the week through our daily podcast, our YouTube channel, social media, and you can come visit us in person. We'd love to have you be a part of one of our services. And I'd like to start with something funny, and I heard about this pastor. He was raising funds for a new auditorium. He said to the congregation, anyone who will give $1,000 can pick out the next three hymns. Little old lady in the back raised her hand. Pastor, I'll do it. He was so excited. He said, thank you so much. Now, which three hymns would you like? She looked over the congregation, said, I'll take him and him and him. All right, y'all, say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same, never, 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 I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. God bless you. I want to talk to you today about seeing from a distance. We all have promises in our heart and dreams we're believing for, but sometimes they seem so far off and so unlikely. We don't see how we could get well or how we'll meet the right person. Doesn't look like our child will ever get back on course. It's such a long way off that it's easy to get discouraged and think that it's never going to happen. Hebrews 11 talks about the heroes of faith and all the amazing things they accomplished and how God showed up and did what only He could do, parted the Red Sea for Moses, and brought down the walls of Jericho for Joshua, closed the mouths of lions for Daniel. They were all in situations that looked impossible, no way out. Verse 13 gives us a secret of how they saw the promises come to pass. It says, they had not yet received what God promised, but they saw it from a distance and welcome the promises of God. When every circumstance said, it's never gonna happen, it's been too long, the opposition's too big, they just kept seeing it in the distance. Their attitude was, maybe a long way off, but I still believe what God promised. I still believe what He started, He'll finish. I still believe He can make a way where I don't see a way. They welcomed it by faith. When the promise is far off, doubt will try to fill your mind. You can't have the baby. You saw the report. You'll always have this addiction. Everyone in your family struggles with it. You can't start your business. You can barely pay your own bills. If you agree with the doubt, it's going to push the promise away. You have to welcome it by faith. Lord, I thank you that my healing is on the way. Thank you that freedom is coming. Thank you that my child is turning around. Thank you that abundance is in my future. Maybe way off in the distance, but you're saying, come on in. Healing, you're welcome here. Abundance, you're welcome here. Freedom, you're welcome in my house. The more you welcome it, the more you thank God and believe it's going to happen, the closer it's getting. The Message translation of verse 13 says, each of these heroes of faith did not yet have what was promised. How did they do it? They saw it way off in the distance, waved their greeting, and accepted it was going to happen. When it was way off, they waved at it. They were welcoming it, expecting it, giving it permission to come. I was at the airport one time waiting for some friends who were coming in from overseas, and we hadn't seen them in a long time. We were so excited, and we were standing in the lobby in this restricted area. They had to come through customs. There was a glass wall, and you could see the people through the jetway about 50 yards away. And we were hoping to get a glimpse of them. Hundreds of people were coming through, and we kept looking and looking, straining. And at one point, we saw them. Of course, we all started waving and waving, trying to get their attention. They finally saw us and started waving back and blowing kisses. We wanted to make sure they felt welcome and that they knew how glad we were to have them. Most of the promises God puts in our heart start far off. The dreams, the healing, the breakthroughs, They start in the distance. Seems unlikely. We don't have the resources. We don't know the right people. The opposition has more influence, more equipment. That's the way it was with the heroes of faith. Every thought said, the giant is too big, David. The fire too hot, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. You've been sick 12 years, woman with the issue of blood. They had every reason to get discouraged, think that it could never happen. But they understood this principle. They saw it in the distance and welcomed it by faith. Your healing may look far away. Your freedom, your abundance, meeting the right person may look a long way off. What am I saying? Don't get discouraged by the distance. Get up every morning and wave at your healing. Wave at your family's salvation. Wave at your freedom. Wave at that spouse you've been dreaming about. Wave at your abundance. You have to give it permission to become a reality. Let it know that it's welcome. When you believe, expect, thank God, it's getting closer. You're drawing it in. But too often, we let the distance cause us to quit believing. There's no way I can get well, Joel. You should see the report. My family can't be restored. There's so much strife. I can't accomplish my dreams. I don't have the resources. The distance is a test. How you respond when things are far away will determine whether or not you see them become a reality. Maybe a long way off, but that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. Promises start in the distance. Healing starts in the distance. Dreams start in the distance. And the enemy would love for you to let the distance talk you out of what God put in your spirit. He'll whisper, it's too far away. It's not possible. It would have happened by now. Don't believe those lies. God wouldn't have put that in your heart if he wasn't going to bring it to pass. You have to keep seeing it in the distance, calling it in by faith, thanking God that it's coming, expecting things to change in your favor. Just like I waved at my friends at the airport that were far away, wave at your healing, wave at your new business, wave at your dream. Make it feel welcome. Give it permission to become a reality. That's when God will step in and take what looks far away, what's unlikely, what no one saw coming, and make it a reality. This is what Abraham had to do. He didn't have any children, no way to carry on his legacy. He was very discouraged. He said, God, you blessed me in great ways, but I don't have a child when I have to leave my inheritance to my staff. God said, no, Abraham, I'm going to give you a son. You will become the father of many nations. The problem was, Abraham and his wife Sarah were way too old. Sarah was 70. She had already gone through the change of life. On top of that, she was barren, never able to have children. You talk about the promise being in the distance, far away. This one was in another universe. No one had ever had a baby at that age. When Sarah first heard it, she laughed. She said, how can an old woman like me and a worn-out man like Abraham ever have a baby? She told it like it was. Abraham was in his tent at night. And God told him to go outside, look up at the stars. As many as he could see, that's how many children he was going to have. God wanted him to have this picture. But think about the stars. They're a long way off, millions of miles, far in the distance. God could have had Abraham go to the busy marketplace in the city square and see all the people up close right there where you could touch them. But on purpose, he gave him this image of a promise far away. When God puts things in your heart that seem a long way off, that's when you have to show God what you're made of. You'll either dismiss it, it's never gonna happen, or you'll wave at it. God, I thank you that it's on the way. I believe what you promised. You'll either push it away with doubt and discouragement, or you'll welcome it with faith and expectancy. Sarah laughed in unbelief. She just looked at it in the natural, but Abraham knew God is supernatural. Romans 4 says, even though this promise seemed utterly impossible, Abraham was fully convinced God was able to do what he promised. Goes on to say, he did not waver in his faith, but grew stronger by giving praise to God. I can imagine Abraham at night looking up at the stars and waving at them. Father, I know you are faithful to what you promised. I thank you that my son is on the way. He stayed strong in faith by continuing to thank God that it was coming. When the promise is in the distance, far away, you're going to have plenty of opportunities to get discouraged, grow weary. Thoughts will tell you it's not going to work out. You heard the report. It's too late. Tune all that out and keep seeing it from a distance. The distance doesn't mean God is not going to do it. Most of his promises start far away. If it was close, practical, you could figure it out, you have everything you need, then it wouldn't take faith. God is going to put things in your heart that seem unlikely. Never happened in your family. All your reasoning says no way. That's when you have to do like Abraham. Against all hope, hope on in faith. Keep waving at it. Keep thanking God that he's working. Keep believing that it's coming. Abraham had this promise a year, no baby. 2 years, nothing happened. 5 years, still nothing. It already seemed impossible. Now with each year that goes by, it becomes more unlikely. What do you do when you're doing the right thing, but nothing's improving? It's not getting any closer. That doesn't mean that God is not working. You have to keep seeing it by faith. Keep waving it in. Keep talking like it's coming. Keep expecting things to change. Not moved by how far off it is, but fully persuaded that God will do what he promised. 20 years later, Sarah conceived and gave birth to a son at 91 years old. There may be things you're believing for that seem far off. No sign of it in the natural. Thoughts telling you it's never going to work out. But like Abraham, you keep seeing it from a distance, trusting that God's working, welcoming that promise. God is going to do for you what he did for him. It may have been years, but get ready. Breakthroughs are coming. Healing is coming. That baby is coming. Your promotion is coming. Suddenly, things are going to change. You can't explain it. It seemed like it's far away. But here's the key. God knows how to accelerate things. He can speed up what should take years. One touch of his favor and what you see in the distance will suddenly become a reality. And if Abraham were here today, he would tell you, don't get discouraged by the distance. Don't quit believing because it seems far away. You are closer than you think. You are on the verge of seeing God do something you've never seen. When I was growing up, there were five of us kids in the house, and we lived on an acre lot out in the country, and we had two dogs. At one time, we had some chickens and roosters in a pen in our backyard, and they were always getting out. We'd have to go to the neighbors and round up our runaway chickens. Our dog Scooter, a big German Shepherd, he was constantly in other people's business. Neighbors would call, please come get your dog. Bottom line, my father was tired of dealing with all the headaches that come with a bunch of animals. But when I was 7 years old, my sister Tamara, she's 18 months older than I am, she decided that she wanted some rabbits. She asked my father, well, Daddy didn't have to think twice. He said, not a chance in the world, Tamara. We are not getting any rabbits. Well, that went in one ear and out the other. It didn't faze Tamara. She was stubborn. I mean, she was determined. A few hours later, Daddy, can we please get some rabbits? I'll take care of them. You won't have to do anything. She kept asking and asking, week after week, month after month. She finally wore my father down. He said, Tamara, even if we wanted to get rabbits, we don't know where to buy them. Tamara said, yes, I do, Daddy. I know exactly where to get them. He said, where? She said, let's get in the car and I'll show you. And we all got in. She asked my father to drive toward the church. We lived in Humble. We got on Highway 59, started driving. About 10 minutes in, she said, slow down. Slow down. Then she pointed over to the right and said, there it is. about a quarter of a mile off the freeway, past the theater, past the shopping center, down a side street of this neighborhood, one of the houses had a little sign on the fence out front, about 2 feet wide, with handwritten letters that said, "Rabbits for sale." To see that sign from the freeway, you would have to have supernatural vision. How she saw that, driving 60 miles an hour down the highway, had to be a miracle. But faith sees what other people can't see. We had driven down that freeway hundreds of times, maybe thousands of times coming to church. But none of us saw anything about rabbits. But Tamara knew how to see from a distance. My father said, "Okay, Tamara, but even if we did get some rabbits, we don't have any place to put them." She said, "Oh, yes, we do, Daddy. I already had Paul make them a cage, and it's perfect." Faith not only sees from a distance, but it makes plans for what God promised. Don't just see it. Take it a step further and start building your cage. Start making plans to get well, plans to get out of debt, plans to meet the right person. Not if it ever happens, but when I start my new business, when I meet my spouse, when I'm able to run again, when my child comes back home. That's what allows the Most High God to go to work. Seeing what others can't see, declaring it, believing it will happen, making plans for what God put in your heart. We had those rabbits about 3 days before they escaped from Paul's amazing cage. He's a surgeon, not a builder. We were constantly looking for those rabbits from a distance. 1 Kings chapter 18, the people of Samaria were in a drought for 3.5 years, and they were barely surviving. And God gave a promise to Elijah that there was going to be an abundance of rain. He was so confident that he told King Ahab, the man that ruled that area, that the drought was coming to an end. He didn't just hear the promise, but he declared what God said. He talked like it was going to happen. Now, I'm sure Ahab thought, "Elijah, not a cloud in the sky. No sign of rain. That doesn't make sense." But faith sees what other people cannot see. Elijah went on top of Mount Carmel and began to thank God that the rain was coming, thanking him for something that seemed far away. He asked his assistant to go to the other side of the mountain to see if there's any sign of rain. He's hoping to get a little encouragement. "God, I'm seeing it by faith, but at least let me see a few clouds. Let me see a little change." The assistant came back and said, "Elijah, nothing. It's perfectly clear. It's not going to rain." The assistant didn't mean anything wrong. He was just reporting the facts. But to stay in faith, you have to ignore the negative reports. Everyone can't see what you see. They didn't hear what you heard. It's too far in the distance for them to see it. They'll tell you it's not going to rain. You're never going to get well. Never break that addiction. Let it go in one ear and out the other. They don't determine your destiny. God does. Now, Elijah asked the assistant to go look again. He came back and said the same thing. Nothing. No wind. No clouds. Not any different. This happened 6 times. The same negative report. And sometimes when you're looking for what God promised, it's so far in the distance, you can't see anything with your natural eyes. It's not visible yet. This is when you have to use your eyes of faith. "I don't feel any better yet, but by faith, I see my healing. No doors have opened yet, but by faith, I see my dream coming to pass. My child is still off course, but by faith, I see him fulfilling his purpose." The 7th time the assistant came back, he said, "This time, I saw a small cloud about the size of a man's hand in the sky." It's significant that God could have had a big bank of clouds roll in, all the sky get dark, where it was obvious it was going to rain. But notice how this came about in stages. Nothing for 6 times, now just a little cloud. Elijah could have gotten discouraged. "God, I must have heard you wrong. Maybe it's not going to rain." No, when he saw that small cloud, he came off the mountain, told King Ahab to get in his chariot and hurry to another city or he would be stopped by the rain. He didn't just see it, he made plans like it was going to happen. It wasn't long till the heavens opened up and the drought came to an end. There may be promises God has spoken to you, but they too seem so far off. It's tempting to quit believing. Like Elijah, you have to keep seeing it in the distance, waving at what God promised, expecting things to change in your favor. When you welcome it, you give it permission to come. If Elijah would have doubted and talked defeat and let that assistant convince him that it wasn't going to happen, we wouldn't be talking about it. There are levels of your destiny you cannot reach without seeing in the distance, believing when it's far away, doesn't seem possible. This is what separates ordinary people from heroes of faith. Where God has taken you is much bigger than you've imagined, with more influence, more resources, more anointing. But for that to happen, there will be things that seem over your head, out of your control, not possible. You can't have a baby, Abraham. You're too old. It's not going to rain, Elijah. You're in a drought. You can't take the throne, David. King Saul's chasing you. When it seems far away, that's okay. Just keep seeing it by faith, believing when every circumstance says there's no way. Like with Elijah, that little cloud way off in the distance will suddenly turn into a downpour, an abundance of rain, and you will see what God promised. My nephew Matt is my brother Paul's son, and when he was 12 years old, Matt started struggling with depression. He lost interest in school and wouldn't engage socially with other students or hardly even his own family. The depression became so bad that he had to drop out of school. This, of course, was breaking Paul's heart. Paul prayed, believed, quoted scriptures. Nothing improved. Year after year went by, no sign of change. Paul could have given up. Well, maybe it's not meant to be. But he did what I'm asking us to do. He kept seeing it from a distance. Look far away for Matt to fulfill his destiny. That promise that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, didn't seem possible at that point. Paul heard abundance, in effect, but there wasn't a cloud in the sky. Like Elijah, Paul kept looking. God, I don't see a sign, but I know you're working. I know you're doing things. All right. I know you're working. I believe you're doing things behind the scenes. He didn't have to have it right in front of him to believe. He believed from a distance when there were no clouds, no sign, nothing improving. When Jesus rose from the grave, he appeared to his disciples, and Thomas wasn't there that day. Thomas said, I'm not going to believe unless I see Jesus up close, unless I feel the nail prints in his hand and see the scars on his side. Jesus appeared to him later, said, Thomas, you have believed because you have seen, but blessed are those who will believe and have not seen. Don't be a Thomas. I have to see it up close, Joel. When it's right here, then I'll believe. No, be an Elijah. Be a Paul. See it from a distance. Believe when it's far away, when there's no sign. It looks unlikely. That's what it takes to become a hero of faith. That's when you'll see God show out in your life and do more than you can imagine. Matt spent years struggling with that depression. But when you have people praying for you and declaring freedom and speaking victory, forces of darkness cannot stay. There will come a point where God says, enough is enough. Your time in this famine is over. And that's what happened with Matt. It was like those chains of depression were broken suddenly off of him. Got his passion back, got his joy back. He went and finished high school, went on to college, got his bachelor's degree, went on to law school, got his law degree, and now, Matt right here on the front row, now Matt's in a, you guys know Matt. He's an attorney with us working here at Lakewood. He runs our humanitarian outreaches, helping people all over the world. What Paul used to see from a distance, his son blessed, mighty in the land, fulfilling his purpose, has now become a reality. He sees it up close. Is there something God promised you that seems far away? That dream to write a book, to get healthy again, to be free from the addiction. There's no sign of it happening now. You're right where Paul was, right where Abraham was. Don't let the distance discourage you. Dare to see it by faith. When the prodigal son left home and wasted all of his money partying and living wild, he got so desperate that he decided to go back home. The scripture says, when the father saw him a long way off, he ran out to greet him. This father represents God. What is God doing when things are a long way off? When this father hadn't heard from his son for months, I can imagine him telling his staff, get the best robe out. Make sure it's washed and ironed. I'm gonna need it when my son returns. Get the family ring and make sure it's polished. Feed the cattle. I'm gonna need a fatted calf here real soon. While the son was a long way off, the father was working behind the scenes, making plans for him to come home in victory. You may have promises that seem a long way off. It kind of feels like God's forgotten about you, gone on vacation. No, can I tell you, God is working right now, making plans for your victory, arranging things in your favor, lining up the right people. Even though it's in the distance, believe that it's on the way. Get up each morning and wave to your healing, wave to your freedom, wave to your abundance. You have to welcome it. Give it permission to come. Doubt will try to talk you out of it. Come on, there are no clouds in the sky. You're too old to have that child. The experts say it's not going to happen. Look beyond all that. Do like Tamra and see what other people can't see. Make plans for what God put in your heart. It may not happen for them, but it can happen for you. You're not ordinary. You're a hero of faith. There is greatness in you. You know this secret to see it from a distance. I know many of you have been doing this, faithfully believing when you don't see any sign. Looks far away. But can I encourage you? You are closer than you think. Now believe and declare, like Elijah, there's about to be a downpour of favor, a downpour of healing, a downpour of freedom. Like Sarah and Abraham, that baby, that promise is on the way. Like my brother Paul, a turnaround in your family members, in Jesus' name. And if you receive it, can you say amen? I receive it as well. Let's pray together. If you have 5 minutes, let's just seal it in prayer. Lord, I thank you for what we've heard. I know it falls on great ground, faithful people here at Lakewood, and so many watching and listening. And Lord, we're going out of here with a greater trust in you, with our faith increased and inspired. Lord, believing even when we don't see it. Lord, we know you're watching. And Lord, I thank you that you're working behind the scenes right now. Lord, show out in your people's lives. Do what only you can do. Lord, help us to believe. Help us to stay in faith. Lord, this week I thank you that you'll protect your people. Watch over them and their children. Let them flourish at every good thing they put their hands to. I speak your blessing in Jesus' name. With our heads bowed in prayer, just a quick question. If your heart stopped beating in the next few minutes, are you at peace with God? Do you know where you'd spend eternity if you died a little while from now? If not, I would love to pray with you. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm here to help you find a new beginning. I know this comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And in just a moment, if you're not at peace with the Lord, or maybe you are a Christian, but you've grown cold toward God, you know you need to rededicate your life. You need a fresh new start. If that's you, in just a moment, I'm gonna ask you to take a step of faith and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. I can't think of a better time to get on the road to victory than right now. God is not mad at you. Your sins have already been forgiven. All you have to do is accept the free gift of Christ's salvation. Will you do it today? The enemy in your thoughts, he'll whisper, do it next week. Do it another time. Listen to what the Bible says. Today is the day of salvation. You're not hearing this by accident. Well, Joel, it's embarrassing to stand in front of everyone. Have people at the house. I can't lift my hand. Listen to what Jesus said. If you won't be ashamed of me before people, then I won't be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. I'm going to give you a great opportunity to show God that you're not ashamed of Him. If you're not at peace with the Lord, or you just need to rededicate your life, you need a fresh new start, a new beginning. If that's you, would you be bold, take that step of faith, and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. Would you do that? Come on, Lakewood. Let's give them a hand as they stand all over the building. Come on, don't put it off. I feel like there ought to be a few more. Your heart's beating fast. That's God drawing you. Watching, listening, anybody else up top? Well, God bless you. And please remain standing if you don't mind. And let me tell you how proud we are of you. I know that took courage to stand. More importantly, I know God will never be ashamed of you because you took this step of faith. And the scripture says that whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let me help you to call. Do you mind praying this? All of you, if you would, please, after me. Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. We'll remain standing one more moment. I want to tell you how much we love you. I also want to give you a personal invitation and a challenge to come back and be with us on a regular basis. We ask new believers to give us the next year of your life. Make a commitment, just like you go to work, that it's going to be a priority. You're going to be here every time you can for the next year. I'll make a promise. Before that year is over, your life will never be the same for the better. We're going to help you grow and become who God's created you to be. And I know you're busy. You know, Sunday's most of your day's off. But let me tell you, there is a blessing in your life when you put God first place and get into a community of faith. I hope you'll take me up on that. Join one of our teams. You can volunteer. You will meet some amazing people here at Lakewood. Last thing, after the service, right over here, there's a room called New Beginnings. If you need anything, information, prayer, anything, stop by. Stop by. Give me the chance to see you whenever you can. I'm out there anytime after I minister. Great classes after the service. Know this. The moment you stood up, God washed away all your sins, your mistakes, your failures. You are starting with a fresh, clean slate. Write it down in your Bible, November 17, 2024, a new day of victory in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, let's all stand together. If you would, please. Thanks for coming out today. How many of you are going home better off than you were before? Amen. Well, we love you guys, and until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you His favor and have mercy on you. And may the Lord watch after you and give you His peace. God bless you. Have a favor-filled week. We'll see you back real soon.